I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Election Day yesterday in Zimbabwe has both political and spiritual implications. That story in a moment. And then later, a chance for you to tangibly advance the Great Commission. We'll unpack the details for you at the end of the broadcast. But first, Zimbabweans went to the polls yesterday to elect a new president and members of parliament. Yet the past few months have been rife with controversy. Incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa ran for re-election. 2 weeks ago, he made a shocking promise on the campaign trail that anyone who votes for his party would ensure their place in heaven. Unfortunately, this type of political prosperity gospel pandering is in line with ministry struggles in Zimbabwe. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says,
prosperity gospel is huge in Zimbabwe, and that's one of those things that it isn't truth. I mean, there are people that go through hard times that are very strong believers, so we can't say that because you're a believer, you're going to have everything you need or want.
Solid biblical discipleship is desperately needed in Zimbabwe. CWO has been ministering Christ's hope to Zimbabweans with leadership development programs over the last two decades.
That's why the ministry started there, was to develop leadership training and to speak truth to the pastors and lay leaders that are discipling their churches and sharing the gospel in their communities, because there's a lot of false teachers out there.
Pray for Zimbabwe to have a peaceful election outcome and for wise biblical leaders to shepherd the church. Next, a cholera outbreak looms as morgues overflow in Sudan. Food, clean water, and medicine are nearly impossible to find. Sudan's war has 4 million people on the move as chaos and death plague the nation. Head of the Sudanese Evangelical Community Council, Rafat Samir, says,
Sudan is not stable till now.
And yet hope remains. Decades of persecution have strengthened the resolve of Christ followers.
The fear which captured our mission, we are free from it.
No matter what comes next, believers are determined to follow Jesus.
We have many group members because of the persecution. During even the bad times, we see many churches building.
Tribal and Islamic groups in Sudan are fighting each other for control, but they do agree on one thing. Christians need to go. Ask God to protect believers as they gather in secret and help each other survive the war.
Pray that God open our eyes to focus on God and know what exactly He wants our country look like and what exactly His mission in our country.
And pray for unity among Christian leaders from different generations.
The new thing now is discipleship through internet. These youngs, they read a lot. They have access to internet so they can have many information. The old generation who study outside, who especially have theology degree from other colleges, they came back and also pass over their experience.
And E3 Partners launched a new 3-year campaign this year to raise $50 million. The funds will be used to mobilize 1,000 new full-time missionaries, adopt over 12,000 people groups and places that still need the gospel, and train over 4 million people to share their faith, make disciples, and plant churches. The campaign is called Greater Together. Don Waybright, E3's new executive vice president of partnerships, says,
this premise is that together, and that's field staff, that's our national indigenous co-workers, that's Great Commission ministries and partners around the world. We can be a thriving family, all being driven together by this audacious vision of really getting the gospel to every people, every village, every place.
E3 needs partners like you to give towards Greater Together and help make Jesus Christ known.
You look at scripture and the age that we're in, and there's one sign that the end is coming, and that was this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed to all the world as a testimony to all nations, then the end will come. And we're in an age of movements, this exponential increase of gospel activity around the world.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.